and you have become an indelible part of the history of this school. A history that, as you all know, stretches back to well before the Civil War, back to 1826, the year a child named Emperor Williams was born. Now, Emperor was born into slavery, but as he grew up, he managed to teach himself to read and write well enough to create a pass that allowed him to come and go around the city without getting hassled. But one day, his master saw the pass and he said, "Where'd you learn to write like that?" Now, just imagine the fear Emperor must have felt when he heard that question, because remember, back then, it was illegal for a slave to learn to read or write. So who knows what kind of punishment he may have gotten, a beating, a whipping, even worse. We don't exactly know what happened on that day, but we do know that when Emperor turned 32, after more than three decades in bondage, he became a free man. He decided to stay in New Orleans, and he went on to become a minister, even founded a church right here in town. And in 1869, when abolitionists, missionaries, black folks, and white folks came together to create a school for freed slaves here in New Orleans, Emperor was one of the original signers of the charter. They decided to name the school New Orleans University, because even though most of the classes would be taught at a high school level or below, oh, their aspirations were much higher than that. And when they laid the cornerstone for that university's first building down on St. Charles Avenue, Emperor got a chance to speak.